Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back here on the Second Guest Show. Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and see us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight. Want to tell everybody, hey, if you're in the neighborhood, they got the squares up for the Monday night contest, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL between the Arizona Cardinals and the Dallas Cowboys at 6:30 tonight. We'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be hosting along with Bobby Hebert. Saints head coach Kellen Moore will be on, and his guest tonight will be senior offensive assistant Scott Linehan. We have us each and every Monday night. Hey, Dave ain't hit no more, but man, we got Les Sackett. Les, thanks so much for joining us. Les, really appreciate it, bud.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So Dave's giving you tips on how to do all this, right?
Every now and then I'll get sex with Dave.
And I go to somebody else, Les.
Well, the thing is, it's easy. It's an easy name. It's got to be one syllable because you could do a chant like Dave, or Les.
There you go.
Yeah, Les is more. I'm getting ready to start that now.
That's the one I like the best.
Yeah. That's more.
Nobody won this past Thursday, so right? the big prize is $15,000.
Right, it rolls over to $15,000. So one person will have a chance to win $15,000 on Thursday. If it doesn't hit, then it will roll over again all the way till Thanksgiving. On Thanksgiving, we will give it away whatever the amount is at that point.
Go ahead, Bob.
Mike, you're going to probably talk business. I'm going to talk Saints with Les.
Yeah, go ahead. Talk Saints. We'll go back to business.
Hey, so, Les, I mean, you know what's discouraging when you're watching a game and you saw like, well, you know, no one's expecting us to win. We are 14.5-point underdog. But, Mike, you can chime in on this, too. But it's when you lose. If I'd have told you anybody around the nation, Mike, I'm talking about people who game and all this, sharks or whatever. If you would have said, I'm going to give you 23 points in the Saints, you'd have said, man, a lot of money would have went on that Saints to cover, right?
Correct.
Well, we wouldn't even have covered the game. That's what's so disappointing, how we got shellacked by the Rams. So y'all can comment on that, Mike. Is that bad? Because, you know, before the game, if somebody would have said, I'm talking about people who know the business and the NFL and the parity, okay, I'm going to give you the Saints and 23 points. We said, damn, come on, it's the pros. Pros, we should be able to cover that. We'd have jumped on that Saints bandwagon.
Think about this.
And you would have lost. What?
When I came here last week, the point spread was 13.5. The next day it's 14.5. It never moved from that.
No,
but
you know what? It can happen. An upset. The Carolina Panthers were a 13.5-point underdog at Green Bay, and they won. They won the game. So, again, you never know. That's why I guess they call it gambling, however you want to describe it.
Yeah, my dad saw the 14 points, and he jumped on it. he took the saves with the 14 points.
Yeah, because you think that was like, okay, you can have a backdoor cover. It could be like all of a sudden the Rams are winning 31-10, and it's 14.5. All of a sudden, the Saints score a garbage touchdown. Now it's 31-17 in your cover. And the Rams could have won convincingly, but not so fast.
The back door was locked yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
You didn't have to worry about that deal.
It was locked in that third quarter.
A lot of people this coming weekend, LSU, Alabama, such a huge game. That used to be the marquee game for CBS when they had the SEC games, and they had them on sometimes at night, sometimes in the afternoon. One of the great games to watch, man, especially if you're an LSU fan, was to watch 2019 and to watch that myriad of stars that were on both sides, LSU, Alabama. LSU goes there to Alabama and ends up with the win, and sort of was the I know the national championship is what you play for.
Right.
But man, beating Alabama when you hadn't beaten them in a long time. I know Bob's dad.
It feels
I never
like a
saw him
championship.
So excited. Is not for the national championship. Is when they beat Alabama. He was like, man, I can't believe it. But man, no, they finally won. They finally beat Saban.
Well, no, because he'd always tell me, Dad, oh, we have a chance. He'd always try to beat a bright spot. How we never could beat Bear Bryant in the 70s. So this goes back to since I was a little boy. I'm talking about elementary, junior high and all that. And, you know, the Burt Jones teams, Andy Hamilton and all that, and Charlie Mack and all that.
They couldn't beat them either.
But they could not beat. One of the greatest games I remember when they beat Pat Sullivan and the Auburn Tigers, and he won the Heisman Trophy.
Well, Crockett had a sack for a safety
against
that
Archie.
Game. Yeah.
Yeah. So
against Pat. So man, you'll have a full crowd here Saturday night.
Oh yeah, I'm certain of that.
So tell us a little bit about what else you have going on here at the Slipper over the next couple of weeks.
Well, like I said, we still have the Slippers of Cash, which is going to be every Thursday night.
And the line dancing still rolling.
Well, line dancing, yeah, we're still going to have that.
So you're a good line dancer, Les, or what?
You got to be better than Hilbert.
Or do you try your best, or what?
I do the typical white guy dance.
Okay. Okay. You kind of maybe just swivel your hips a little bit.
Yeah. Just like that.
Yeah, snapping.
But Miss Angie's always involved with it, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
she's always involved.
She is a big fan of that.
Yes, indeed.
But we also have the Beachside Tailgate Weekend Blowout on November 27th. That's Thanksgiving Day, the 28th and the 29th. We're going to have beachside watch parties. Tailgate bites and drink specials all weekend long. And then on Saturday, the 29th, at 9 o'clock, we're going to give away a grand prize package to the Sugar Bowl. Four tickets. They get to stay in the hotel, travel to there and back. And it's going to be November 29th at 9 o'clock.
You know what, Les, right now, whether all along the Gulf Coast. To me, this is the perfect time when you're trying to reflect on your life and where it's going to walk on the beach. Because it ain't too damn hot.
Yeah.
You know, you go in the fall right now, you can go anywhere on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. You can go into Florida, Panhandle, whatever. Go on long beach walks now, and it's awesome. The weather is California-like where you can walk forever and you're still not sweating. Where you go in the summer, you feel like you're going to pass out. Mm-hmm. Now, that's why, to me, right now, you can take advantage when I want to go on a family vacation or a getaway. And you can get great rates right now because it's the off-season. Because when you're older you get, I ain't going in the damn water anyway. I don't know. You get bit by a jellyfish or all the sharks coming up. No, just go walk along the beach and you can reflect on your life. And right now, I would just say, when I got out the car, usually I wait till after the show to smoke a cigar. I did a pre-show and I'm going to do a post-show smoking a cigar because it's so nice out there. The weather right now is a Chamber of Commerce weather. I always say this, in the fall, We got as good as it gets in the world about 6 weeks, 5 to 6 weeks, and in the spring. You know, everybody wants, in the spring break, it gets too crazy. You know, the young kids and all that. But right now, the fall break, I think you need to take advantage of the beach. And right here in Hancock County, Silver Slipper right on the beach.
Oh, it's a great time to come visit us here at the Silver Slipper.
Okay, and even you right next to the little slip right here. Okay, so, man, I see people out there, they pull me in.
Oh, yeah.
Because that tide goes up and down. Hey, catching shrimp
the butterfly,
right there.
Butterfly nets, yeah. Catching those shrimp.
Yeah, so...
You say Popiere, I don't think a lot of people don't know the French word of that. But, yeah, butterfly, where they come to the surface and you catch a nice shrimp. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of a sudden, you have a shrimp boil. We love crawfish balls, but I like a good shrimp boil.
Yeah, because we're getting that time of the year where shrimp catching here is sort of on the downside.
Well, the thing is, I'm looking out and I'm reflecting. I'm like, excited watching the pelicans dive for fish.
Watching the pelicans play.
No, not the basketball team. I wish I was excited about the basketball team, but I'm watching a real pelican, a brown pelican diving, and I said, look, these pelicans, they just trying to go day to day, man. I'm trying to get me some food and stuff. You know, we take for granted, and we are spoiled, because you look at the turmoil in society right now. And we take for granted that the one thing we do have most of, it's not everybody, you want this, that, because you look at your ancestors and all, that you are fortunate, truly, if you can get out the weather, you have a roof over your head, and you ain't freaking hungry. Now, think about this. If you could go and say, I'm not hungry, or can get out the weather, man, everything else is lanyard. If you really look at it from a world perspective, that's why you can look at the glass always, even as sorry as the Saints and Pelicans and all right now, is that, you know what? I can get out of the weather and I'm not hungry. I'm not starving. You know, so everybody has different turmoils in their life and all, but always look at it right now in the United States. We have first world problems. Not all, some of us have third world problems, but we're not living in damn Haiti or shit and stuff. So, you know, when you look at, like, what's truly, like, in the world, like in Gaza and all, what's happening there, come on. You know about that. How am I going to make it tomorrow? How am I going to make it the next day? So a lot of times we are all mad about what our teams are doing. Come on, take a deep breath. And keep life in perspective. Come on, we ain't got no worries. Come on.
Think about it.
I'm not saying some people do when you're trying to feed your family and all what we're dealing with right now. But overall, we don't see people starving. And that people on the streets and stuff. So I don't know why I went off on that tangent. It's a sports talk show. I don't know.
We'll get you another gig.
No, I got a lot of common sense, I'm telling you.
Les, thanks so much for joining us. Come on down to the
Thank
Silver
you.
Slipper.
Come on down. We have a big weekend.
Thank you
come
so much.
Come on down.
That's Sackett right, here from the Silver Slipper. We'll be back with more second guests right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We've got some issues with AT&T in the area, so they're trying to fix that. So we can't go to callers or any of the guests in the 5 o'clock hour.
Well,
so,
my God.
I know Bob. Big John sent something to you that's interesting.
And it's so true. Big John sent me this. You know, he usually comes on Monday night. And, I trust his opinion. Come on, he's a damn professor in college. I mean, is he leaning too far to the left, Bobby? I don't know, but I trust Big John. You know, everybody's worried about the university professors right now. How they influence the youngsters. Big John makes a statement right here, and it is so true, that we look at the Saints how we love the Saints. And we look at the economic impact of having an NFL team. It just makes you a major player. You're a big city. There's only 32 teams in America. Now, eventually, I think they'll try and go international. It makes sense without having to go to Europe. Would you ever have a team in Mexico City or Toronto? You would think that'd come about. But anyway, Big John texted me this. No more NFL team. Now, that being we have to support the Saints through thick and thin. Because you don't want no more NFL team means no more Super Bowls for New Orleans. And I know I want to see maybe a couple more Super Bowls before I die. I want, because I had a great experience. I didn't have a dog in the hunt. The Chiefs and the Eagles, that was a great week. Boy, it was unbelievable, and the NFL wants to come here. But if we don't have an NFL team, they ain't coming. So that's why we got to support our Saints. You might be ticked off. Where he at? But you got to be in that number. You got to look at the big picture. You got to take the highs with the lows. Well, Bobby, we ain't going to be in the playoffs 5 years in a row. Okay, you were patient until we finally made it. It was like 2 decades. When late 60s we have the team and we finally got to the playoffs in 1987. Come on, I was there. I was part of that. So I'm just telling you. You consider it a big dog when you have an NFL team. The NFL is king. And I love what I witnessed this past week or the past few days. I actually watched, I don't know if y'all did this, college football, because who was the main? The World Series was more attractive. Now, I know it was a Game 7 than any college football game they had on, and I love football.
An extra inning game.
But I'm telling you right now, that World Series, that's why we love sports. Between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays was freaking awesome. That was awesome. You could be a casual baseball fan. That's why I'm like Charlie Long. Charlie's more invested in the whole season. That's too many games for me. But when it comes to the postseason, I watch Major League Baseball and the World Series. That was awesome. Are we going to do triple option? I'm going to do that later.
Yes, we will.
Because I'm talking about what I witnessed and how the ebbs and flows and going back and forth That's why. I mean, it was truly international. Think all the damn Japanese that were watching this game. That pitcher for the Dodgers to win three games for them, that is like Superman. What he was able to do, and I'm not talking about Otani. I'm talking about the other cat. I don't want to butcher his name. How you say his name? Yamamoto, whatever. Charlie always. Yamamoto. I don't know. He got too many syllables. It's a lot of syllables there. But to do what he did is unbelievable. And then you look at all the Canadians. Listen, Vancouver, British Columbia, that's by Seattle. They're actually cheering for the Toronto Blue Jays. Other than they could care less about Toronto. Toronto's like the New York City of Canada. You know, there's a lot of Americans. We didn't cheer for the Dodgers because those papas, Hollywood mothers, we ain't cheering for them. But it was kind of like, I don't know, they're representing the U.S. right now, Dodgers versus the Blue Jays. Who are we going to go with? But all of Canada was cheering for the Blue Jays. And so close, but so far. The Dodgers back-to-back, I'm telling you. And look, if you look at it, the Dodgers, that's truly a champion. When all that adversity, they had one person batting over 300, Otani. The Blue Jays had six cats were doing it. Clement.
They say Clement.
Clement.
On the bayou, he would be a Clement.
A Clement. That dude set a record for hits. Still don't know how the Blue Jays lost. But you got to give it to the Dodgers to win. And, boy, you know who's a winner and is a part of that ownership? They would flash him now and then. Y'all remember Magic Johnson from Michigan State with the Lakers and all that? Did you see him hanging out with all those Dodger bigwigs and all that? No, he's like he's part of the team, a part of the owner and all that. So, listen, I have a son-in-law who grew up in Irvine, California. And him and his dad, he plays on a softball team, and it's like, you know, in the city league. And he calls the team the Dodgers, instead of the Dodgers. They love the Dodgers. He could care less about the Rams or the Chargers, but the Lakers and the Dodgers, you don't say nothing bad about them. He was so stressed out because how that game was going. But that's what makes sports so awesome. So I'm just telling you, as much as I love football and college and all that, it took a backstage to that World Series. I think it's one of, if not the greatest World Series,
it's one of them.
In the conversation.
Yeah. Bob, yesterday too, and we've talked about this, last year there were 20 field goals made in the NFL from 60 yards or more.
20? Just yesterday? 20,
no.
Oh,
last
this
year.
Okay, last year. Okay.
But Cam Little now holds the record. He hit a 68-yard field goal. He did it in basically
Las Vegas, right?
The preseason. No, with the Jaguars, with Jacksonville. Cam Little.
But what was the kicker yesterday that made it?
Cam Little with Jaguars.
Yeah, but it was in Las Vegas.
No.
So then where did he make the kick at? Didn't he make it in Las Vegas? I want to say the Jaguars beat the Raiders, and he made it in Las Vegas.
But he's the Jaguars kicker.
No, but he kicked the ball in Las Vegas. Okay. The altitude, I'm just saying.
Okay, it's an indoor stadium.
I always thought that would happen in Mile High Stadium. Somebody to me against Denver, because of the air so thin, Martin Anderson told me this. Because I'm telling you, I've thrown the ball deep, and it's amazing. In Denver, we played the USFL Championship. You could throw it 6 to 7 yards further because of the altitude. Now, you'd be like dry heaving. I remember like, man, I'm in shape. I'm like in the game.
But that's not Las Vegas, though.
No, but what I'm saying, that's where he kicked it at. So
Yes, he kicked it in Las Vegas.
But I guarantee you look at the air quality, the further you kick it, you don't want no humid air where it's all thick.
Now, if he had done that in Jacksonville.
No, that'd be more impressive.
But kicking a 68-yard field goal is impressive.
Oh, without a doubt. No, that's unbelievable.
That is really something.
We all celebrated Tom Dempsey. I mean,
and look where he kicked it
in November in New Orleans. Yeah.
And it was a very warm day.
And then you think about it. Handicap, and he kicked it straight on. That's a remarkable accomplishment in itself. Him being able to do that. But you will see Somebody, and Mike, you could have him this year, next year, before 2030.
70-yarder.
Somebody's making a 70-yarder in a real game. Not in practice, preseason, but in a game that counts. And I'm telling you, that 70-yard kick in Mile High Stadium would be like a 60-yarder when you're dealing with humidity. A 63-yarder, about 6-7 yards, yes. It'd be that different.
But Mason Smith, who grew up in Terrebonne, in Houma, and he's with the Jaguars now. Yeah. He told me, man, when that comes off of his leg, he said, I never heard a cannon being fired close up, but that's when it sounds like when he hits it. It sounds like that cannonball coming out of that cannon.
Think as of late. You know, it's amazing. When do you truly talk about the kickers? Come on, man, just kick the ball and make it. We're not talking about Groupie lately because he's making his kicks. Now, we're not winning, but when he has a chance to make a kick, he's making it. Look at Groupie. Groupie's been steady as of late.
So, we'll be back with more Sports and Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Hopefully our telephone lines are fixed, and it's our Nickel State Colonel Head Coaches segment brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nickel State Athletics. We got on with us, two in a row, the head football coach of the Nickel State Colonels, Tommy Rybecki. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Good weekend.
Good weekend, Coach. 31-7 win. And, the young quarterback came through for you. Ian Rodrigue did a really nice job running your offense, but your defense also played a big part in this victory.
Well, Mike, I want him to I'm going to put him on the spot. I mean, I think you found your quarterback. You talk about dual threat.
He didn't have to look too far either.
No, he was 17 of 22 passes, 174 yards, and two touchdowns. Then he rushed for 89. So that's like two opportunities. I look at, okay, he's passing the football, he's accurate, but what he's doing with his legs running.
Yeah, very, very good day for Ian. Efficient throwing the football, able to get to the right spots, take advantage of some good opportunities down the field. And then I thought he did a great job, you know, running the football and giving us an opportunity to be able to move the chains that way too. So good day from Ian.
Also, too, another guy, a local player, comes up with a big touchdown catch for you. You can't miss him as a receiver because he's pretty tall. Paxton LaFont, former Edie White Catholic star player, makes a big catch for you in a touchdown reception.
So, Mike, you said LaFont and Salafu.
He's related to Nunk Vic.
But we would say LaFont.
LaFont. Come on.
That's Central LaFou. Salafouche is LaFont.
Okay. Yeah. Coach, answer the question on Paxton.
Paxton?
Yeah, big catch from Paxton. Excited for him to get in the end zone. You should have seen the players on the field when he catches the ball on the double pass. Man, everyone was thrilled. It was a race to get to him in the end zone. Shoot, I think one of the other receivers had to take the ball from him, give it to the official so we could move on. He was so excited.
Now, Coach, you would take this every game going forward. Obviously, you look at where you're at right now. You've won two straight games after losing six in a row, so you're on that win streak in conference play. You're 3-2 right now in the Southland. But I think you would take this. Colonels, a 17-0 lead at half. I think you would take that every game if you can have that.
Yeah, no question. If they want to spot a 17, I would definitely take that. But you know, I thought the guys came out ready to play and early in the first half, able to take advantage of some turnovers that we got on defense and get the ball in the end zone. I thought that was big just to get some momentum headed into halftime. And we got to continue to play that way early so that we can be in that position at half.
Young man from Vicksburg, Mississippi. He comes up with two interceptions in the first half, Lawrence Sullivan Jr. Talk a little bit about Lawrence. Two big plays for you. Talked about the turnovers being a big part in getting that halftime lead. But Lawrence has kind of bounced around a little bit on the collegiate scene, but certainly made a huge impact for your football team.
Yeah, no doubt. And playing as a senior, we actually moved him from – he played last year, started every game as a corner, and we moved him to safety this year. And he's done so much to make our defense more versatile, having him out there and his ability to play safety. He's very rangy, can take advantage of the ball in the air, floating in the air. He goes up and gets it, high points it. And so for him to have two good interceptions was big. And, you know, the first one was really a great play. He's in man-to-man coverage. The guy goes throwing out route, and it's really a nice catch, a nice play on the ball by him. So – yeah, he's been playing well here of late, and I'm excited for him to be doing that down the stretch of his career.
Now, Tommy, who are you going to give credit to when you look at it, you know, like while you won that chunk or splash play after a big turnover and after the interception, it gave the Colonels the ball with the opposing 24-yard line. And then you had Shane Lee. He found Paxton for a first play touchdown. So whenever a running back is throwing, obviously he showed you, Coach, I can throw the ball. Give me an opportunity.
That's Guggenheim's in his ear.
Yeah. to make that play, because that will definitely catch a defense off balance.
Yeah, without a doubt. Great play design by Coach Fertitta. It's one that we've been working for the last few weeks. And Shane, high school baseball player, has the ability to throw the football. And I thought the good thing on that play was, man, it wasn't so far backwards that everybody in the stadium knew it was a double pass. They did a really good job on offense of coaching the details of the play to where it just looked like a regular flare pass to the back, and then he just turned up, threw it to Pax wide open in the end zone. So good play design, but good execution by the players.
Coach, Bob and I were talking about this. Tell us a little bit about, man, you on the road this week, and y'all play Texas Rio Grande Valley. Bobby wants to know where the hell that stadium's
at.
Yeah,
I guess it's about Rio Grande. but I'll tell you what, that's a program. Their football team, you better pack a lunch because they've played well. And you wouldn't think, like, I never heard of them. They haven't been in the Southland. They just recently joined. But that's a team. I don't know how. I guess they well coach, but, boy, they play hard and they win games.
Yeah, they've done a great job. Coach Travis Bush and their first year playing in our conference, they've really done a nice job this year. They're 6-3 overall. Had a light non-conference schedule, but really proved that they could play when they got into conference play and played competitively with everybody. They beat Incarnate Word by 28 points. So really sent a message. And down there in way South Texas, tough place to go play. They're 5-0 at home. So it'll be a big challenge for our team to get down there and play against a good football team this Saturday.
You know, Coach, you talk about the competition in the Southland. And look, Lamar, I guess they were feeling themselves. And all of a sudden, they come up short against Abilene Christian. I know that's out in, I don't think they probably played in Beaumont. They probably went way out to West Texas when you look at that. And then you look where Stephen F. Austin's at. And then in Cornet Word, all of a sudden, did they come up with a big win? And y'all beat them early in the season. And then you look at Southeastern, we're all going to look forward to the Riverbell Classic. So it's kind of wide open right now.
Coach, before you answer that, let me say this. Other than Southeastern, all them damn teams in Texas, that tell me they got a lot of football players in Texas.
Yeah, yeah, no question. Super competitive league. I think every week you better get ready to play because everyone can beat everyone. And, I mean, that showed last week with Incarnate Word, the big win over Lamar at home. And then Southeastern going to Lamar this week. Everybody will be watching that. And Stephen F. Austin continues to play well. So, you know, every team knows every week is competitive and you better be ready to go.
It kind of got it mixed up because they're ranked number two in the nation.
Yeah.
Tarleton State went to Abilene Christian. And you might say, well, Tarleton State, who is that?
Man, they shellacked Louisiana Tech.
No, and Tarleton State beat Army in the beginning of the year. So and then they lose. So you look at, like, the one who's always consistent, though, and it seems like if they're not number one, they're in the top three is North Dakota State. You can look at South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits, or South Dakota Coyotes had a big win. Or I think
North Dakota.
Yeah, North Dakota. You know, so you look at that, but North Dakota State, they always up there. But then I'm telling you, that's how I looked at Tarleton State was number two. I guess they were feeling themselves, and then they end up coming up short. Just shows you got to bring it every game.
Yeah, no question. A lot of good football in FCS. Tarleton, man, I don't know if anybody had played them close at all year, and then all of a sudden Abilene beats them last week. So it's down the stretch. It's November football. Everybody's got their team identity and playing a little bit better this time of year. So,
Coach, last question for you. Health-wise, how's your football team right now?
Well, we're doing about as well as we can be at this point. You know, it's late in the season, so you got the guys who are out for the year, and then you got just a few guys here and there that are banged up. But I feel like the last few weeks we've been able to stay a little bit healthier than we were early in the season.
Thanks so much for joining us, man. We really appreciate it. Wish you best of luck out in the Rio Grande Valley, man. I hope you're not taking a bus over there, are you?
Well, and you know, if you go in with a win, that'd be three straight?
Three in a row, Coach.
And then you play in my alma mater, Northwestern. Man, they got
spanked. That'll be four in a row.
They got spanked by McNeese 50-3. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, I'm totally discouraged.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well,
we gotta go get one on the road this week. I appreciate you all.
All right,
thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. The head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tommy Rybecki. And that segment is sponsored by Thibodeau Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nicholls State Athletics. Bob, we hadn't talked about it, but yesterday the inevitable came too. Hugh Freeze gets let go by Auburn.
Man, Auburn might be the so close but so far team of this year by far. It was like they got some players, Mike, that I think NFL talent, but they can never finish. And now
I'd like those two receivers, I can tell
you. Yes.
Man, give me that.
So Mike,
the quarterback they can keep, but the receivers I want.
So, but the receivers, are they going to transfer now? Because you look at
Bob,
they're going to get
paid. It's open season. We haven't talked about it, but you don't think, and because everybody's got representation today.
Right.
You don't think those LSU players are getting phone calls?
Oh, without a doubt.
About transferring?
Oh,
through their rep.
So why would you want to stay at LSU? There's no stability there. The same thing at Auburn.
Everybody's trying to sell that.
The same thing at Florida. Whenever you're getting rid of a coach,
Arkansas.
Come here. We have more stability and stuff.
And so you can see where this is leading now. And it is the Wild Wild West.
Right.
At this point in time. It really is. It's wide open. People don't get it. And they say, well, who's got the job at LSU? Okay, you're just starting right now to make those connections to sort of hook you up on who will be the next coach at LSU. That's not all set in stone right now.
No, not set in stone. I think we're going to know the president, who's the next president.
You'll know tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think fairly early.
Before we know the AD or the head coach.
Yeah, and I heard Wade Roos say today, he was interviewed, that
I think he's the front runner.
That if he would get the job, that any athletic director he would bring in would not pick the next head coach. That's going to be done by Virg Ausberry.
Okay, so Virg would still have that kind of stroke.
Virg,
because right now he's the interim AD,
kind of, right?
Yeah.
Right. And so, but I did hear Wade Roos, who's a Golden Meta guy, who's done well in life. Now, he hasn't lived in Louisiana other than he took that job as being president of McNeese.
Yeah.
He's been all over the country. Man, he's done some traveling.
Well, the thing is, you just want competence. If you're a competent individual and you can trust. And because LSU, that's a big dog. And I think I agree with Virg when he said that, no, LSU will win. And, you know, it's not asking too much. I can tell you right now.
And private money's going to come in to get a top coach.
I don't care who's the coach. That you have to be in the playoffs. I'm not asking too much. Because think about this. If you're a top-notch program, I don't care if you're Ohio State, if you Oregon, you look at that in Georgia, Alabama, whatever, and LSU, you should say, well, where are, I'm not talking about national championship. Well, hell yeah, we should be in the top 12. We should be where at least we're in the postseason every year. That means you're going to win. Because remember, it used to be hard. You had to be in the top four to go to the postseason to win a championship. Now you just got to be in the top 12. Yeah, you got to hold all these coaches' feet to the fire. If we truly relevant, come on. I'm not asking too much. You got to be in the postseason every year. You got to be at least in the top 12.
Okay, Timmy Brando brings this up. He was like, Mike, what happens? And he said, somebody's going to fall a little bit. But Texas A&M, Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss, will you have four SEC teams?
Yeah, you can. 12? I would take those four over anything to win the American Conference, over Memphis or Tulane or anybody coming out. Come on. Need those four teams you name. Come on. It's a different level. That's how I view it.
We'll be back with more second guests
here. Now, people think I'm hating on Tulane.
On the Big 870 WWL right here at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, right after this news break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.